The World This Week, Politics.
Donald Trump appeared in a court in Miami to plead not guilty to 37 criminal charges related to his mishandling of classified documents. It is the first time an American president, former or sitting, has been charged in a federal court. The indictment claims Mr. Trump stored secret papers haphazardly throughout his home in Florida, such as in a shower stall. Some of the material related to the defense and weapons capabilities of America and foreign countries, including America's nuclear programs. Before his court appearance, Mr. Trump vowed to remain in the presidential race, even if he is convicted. "I'll never leave," he said. Italy held a state funeral for Silvio Berlusconi, who died aged 86. Italy's longest-serving prime minister was a media tycoon and unapologetic populist. He was known for a string of corruption and sex scandals, the most famous being the Bunga Bunga parties at his villa, where he cavorted with very young, scantily clad women. He was still a force in politics. His Forza Italia party forms part of Italy's coalition government. Ukraine's counter-offensive trundled on. It claims to have retaken several villages from Russia. Russia said that one of its senior generals had been killed in the fighting. Russian missile attacks killed 12 people in Kryvyi Rih, a town in central Ukraine known for being the birthplace of Volodymyr Zelensky. Russia also attacked the Black Sea port town of Odessa. Meanwhile, the governor of Russia's Kursk region accused Ukraine of firing missiles over the border. Alexander Lukashenko, the dictator of Belarus, said his country had started to take delivery of some Russian nuclear weapons, the first time they have been deployed outside Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. Boris Johnson resigned as an MP ahead of a damning report from the Parliamentary Privileges Committee that found he had deliberately misled Parliament about lockdown parties held in Downing Street when he was Prime Minister. Mr. Johnson accused the committee of being a kangaroo court. He also took umbrage with another committee that rejected 8 people from his honours list, which former prime ministers are allowed to recommend. Just 2 of Mr. Johnson's allies said they would also quit Parliament in solidarity with him. Scotland's former First Minister Nicola Sturgeon was for once glad that Mr. Johnson hogged the headlines to divert attention from her troubles. Ms. Sturgeon was arrested in connection with a police investigation into the Scottish National Party's finances while she was its leader. She was later released without charge.